It seemed incredibly short this Christmas season. It's drawn to a close. We are back in ordinary time. Still waiting for Jesus to be brought to the temple to be presented 40 days after his birth. But most of the activity around his birth has ended. The shepherds have gone back to their field. They've celebrated Epiphany. The kings have come and have left to return to their home country. We see the Holy Family entering into a time of quiet, of solitude. But the one thing remains true: Jesus is with them. Today in the Gospel text, I don't know if you saw it or not, but you know, I always find it funny if I had been Simon Peter, anticipating that as soon as the sun would go down, it would be the new day, right? The Sabbath would be over. The sun goes down. We're going into the darkness. And all my neighbors start bringing all of their possessed relatives to my house. You know, like, hey, thanks. This is great. You know, of all the time, why don't you bring your possessed people in the middle of the day? No. First opportunity, the Sabbath is over, the sun has gone down, we are coming to find Jesus. That would not be my desire. But we see that in the darkness, Jesus, who is a light, the light of the world, shines. In a place where there is sickness, he brings life. In the place where there is oppression, he brings freedom. In the place where there is lies, he brings his truth. Everything that is needed for the healing of all is found in Jesus. It's interesting because we read, you know, he drove out many demons. Brothers and sisters, he drove all of them out. There were many of them. If we read that, we're like, oh, he drove out many demons. He drove them all out. There were many. It's not like, well, he drove some of them out. He drove them all out. He cured many. He cured them all. There was just many who were sick. Jesus is the solution to all of their need. And he is with them. The one thing that we learn at Christmas time, Emmanuel, 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 God is with us. So what do we need to do? Well, if God is with us, then we need to be with God. We need to be in this present moment. So many times. And I mean, there's a process of our thinking and our imagination and stuff, which is good, right? The good imagination to envision things and to imagine things in order to create and all of these things. But that's not what we're talking about. The invitation to be present in this moment is to be here in this moment. So often we are tempted to leave this present moment, either because the present moment is just blah and we don't like it. We don't want to be here, so I'm going to imagine something better, something different. You can go there, my brothers and sisters, but Jesus is not there. He's here in the now, right now, not a second from now and not a second ago. He is right here, right now with us. Is different for us. He's resurrected from the dead. His divinity, he has received the fullness of what he exhaled, what he let go in the incarnation, has been given back to him. He is able to be physically present in multiple places at multiple times, all right here, right now. And in your moments of darkness, when you see sickness or lies, or slavery, he is a light, he is truth, and he is life. invitation for us to accept and choose this present moment as it is the accepting and choosing of His presence with us now. To be present to Him who is all that we need. To be present to Him who has taken upon everything of yours, everything of mine. There are a lot of people that say that they love us and care about us, but a lot of them want to remain isolated from us. Here's $100, go fix yourself. Here's something that will fix the problems in your life. You make your payments, and we're fine, but I don't want you as a part of my life. I just want to sell you this product. Jesus takes in the incarnation this expression of love and affection to the umpteenth degree, when not only He comes as the remedy, but He comes in our weakness. He comes fully embracing all that He desires to remedy and to heal and to set free. What an incredible affirmation of love. If He has the courage to embrace our humanity, then so should we. If He has the courage to be here in this present moment with us, then so should we. Amen.